Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. Family has been a key component in the career of my guest Dave Davies. A founding member of the Kinks and a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Davies and his brother Ray created some of rock's most influential music, despite, or perhaps because of, their decades-long tempestuous relationship. Now, after recovering from a 2004 stroke that forced him to relearn to play guitar, Dave Davies has a new album, this time with his son, Russ Davies. Open Road is a 9-track album made up of a variety of sounds, including rock, pop, and electronica. Dave Davies, welcome to the Roundtable.
It's great to be here. Nice to speak to you.
Why did you want to work on this particular album with your son?
Well, me and Russ have been talking for a while about doing a rock and roll album, and because his field is normally like electronic music, and we worked in the past on some ideas of experimental type music, but we'd never done like a regular rock album. So we got together the beginning of last year. And we threw some ideas together, and Russell came up with some concepts for songs, and we just built it up from there. It was quite an organic process. It was a lot of fun.
Did you teach him to play music?
No, he's self-taught, but I think he studied a bit of classical when he was younger at school, but I never actually really... I found I was too impatient to try and teach my kids music, so they tend to be self-taught, and he learned guitar quickly and keyboards, and he plays everything.
Did you ever encourage him or discourage him from pursuing a career in music?
No, of course not. Fortunately, music is. It's been very good to me, and I didn't want to discourage him at all. It was seems very natural.
Tell me a bit about the process that you had in recording Open Road and writing the music. Did you split melodies? Did you split work on the lyrics? How did it all work?
It kind of was different. Every song was kind of different. I mean, but initially it was like, I mean, it is a truly a collaborative affair, because it was like Russell would write a theme or a landscape, some musical ideas, and I would write a bunch of lyrics and put some guitar parts on, and then he'd have a fiddle with it and edit it and send it back, because Russell actually ended up producing it. So he kind of pulled the whole thing together in the end, and... there was no set plan. It just, each song kind of evolved out of itself and the ideas that we brought to the table. So it was, there was no fixed pattern. Even like the lyrics, it was like, even on some songs, I wrote a few lines and then he'd add another couple of lines and change the music and go backwards and forwards. So it really was a highly collaborative and very creative and process. Is all we need.
The clear blue skies, the free. You've been in bands, obviously. You've also worked as a solo artist over the years. Do you prefer collaboration to working by yourself, or how does that fit in your mind?
Well, in a way, I think I prefer to collaborate, because although I've worked on a few, quite a few solo projects, but when I've worked with like a producer, like on my last album with Ripping Up Time, I had a co-producer, and I prefer to work with another person just so you can act that you collect, they connect as a sounding board or. They'll come up with their own ideas and you think, oh, well, that's good. Okay, oh, I don't like that. You know, it's good to have that exchange of ideas and thoughts about a piece of music. But I really enjoyed this. Well, it was hard work. I found it very demanding at times, but it was really a wonderful experience. I'm very, very excited about the finished album.
Did you have any trepidation going into it about the relationship with your son if the collaboration didn't go so swimmingly?
Yeah, I mean, I think once we the initial feelings of like father-son got put aside and we started to work as like professional musicians, and it kind of, that father-son thing didn't come in. Didn't get in the way, really, once we got started and we got the ball rolling. It seemed a very natural process. And much, really, like, I guess, in the early days of the Kinks, when Ray and I were that close and you trust each other's thoughts and opinions and it goes backwards and forwards. So it was kind of a bit like that in a way. But I found Russell really, really great to work with because he's got such a fertile, creative streak in him. It was a wonderful thing. It's not always helpful to work with your family, but we were lucky that it went great.
Anyone who hears Dave Davies say that last sentence, ears will be perking up. since you did mention your brother, Ray, how are things between you two these days?
Well, we've been getting on well last few months, last year. And we worked on a couple of demo ideas at the beginning of last year. But, we'll see. It's not over till it's over, as I say.
You both have new albums coming out this spring. Do you play them for each other ahead of time, or is it mostly just in your own lane?
No. I've heard a couple of Ray's tracks, and I think it sounds really good. And I think it'll do really well. But thankfully, it's so different to me and Russ's record, and that's a good. Thing. They're both very different kinds of albums, so hopefully they'll both do really well.
You'll be out on the road this spring as well. In fact, you have a date in our listening area in Hartford, Connecticut at Infinity Music Hall on April 16th. I was wondering, does your son come with you? Will you be playing a lot of stuff off open road? And if so, how do you recreate it, on stage?
Well, we've been Russ won't be performing on stage this phase of touring. I'm hoping that on a later phase of touring, he will be more involved in the live performances. So we've already earmarked two or three songs to do in the live show, probably Open Road, and The Path Is Long might be a good track to do, because it's part self-autobiographical as well, so relate to a lot of people that know my music and Kink's music. And maybe another new song we'll do is Sleep On It. It's one of the tracks from the new album. So, but I'm going to integrate old ideas with some new songs, and it should be fun, I hope so. I love playing the Infinity Hall. It's got a great vibe there.
Not too long ago, you suffered a stroke, unfortunately, and had to sort of relearn how to play guitar and teach yourself to get back on it. What was that process like, and did you fear that you wouldn't be able to play anymore?
Well, yeah, I think in the early days of it all, it is very daunting, you know, you're faced with the possibility of, you know, not being able to use, you know, your faculties as well as you'd like. But, like, with really helpful and supportive rehab, you know, it can take a long time. It took a few years to get back on the horse, as it were, to get back on playing, and you have to persevere. It takes a lot of perseverance, but luckily I'm quite a stubborn person, so I could put that trait into good use in trying to get back together again with playing. And you know, you got to have a very positive outlook and optimistic mindset to get back from something like that.
When you were training, you know, and drilling to get back to full strength, did your mind know what to do, and it was a physical impediment that you couldn't do? How did it work?
Yeah, it's strange because it's like it's mentally and the mind is kind of like it already knows what to do. But when you're trying to apply it to your muscles, they do need a lot of reminding, and it's very frustrating. You know, when I remember after a year even, I was thinking of going on the road. I've got to get back on the road. And one of my sons was telling me that you should wait. You're not ready, you know. So, you know, you just got to stick with the program and try and, you know, and slowly, bit by bit, you get used to it. Your body gets used to what you want to do with it, as it were.
How are you feeling now?
I feel really good. I mean, I've been rehearsing, and I feel really up for the tour, and really looking forward to it all. And with the added excitement of a new record, the Open Road record, it all looks good.
I just have one more question for you. And since you didn't mention the song earlier, I thought maybe we could finish by talking about the song Love Has Rules of Its Own from the new album. What was the inspiration for this?
Well, it's like, I've had a lot of friends go through tricky relationships, and I've had friends that have embarked on a relationship thinking it was going to be one thing, and then it turns right round as something else. And you know, it's like, I think we have to keep an open mind about relationships and what we're doing and who we're with, it's a time, I think, in the world where we all have to be optimistic and keep open mind about everything. You know, it's I think when we close our minds to opportunities, we lose a lot of insights into relationships. But it's about, you know, the song is basically about, you know, a search. Am I looking for you? Are you looking for me? You know, if we're not in love, we think there is someone out there. And then sometimes we fall in love and don't realise we're in love straight away. It's kind of, love is a very interesting, you know, area of our lives that we can come unstuck and find ourselves on a path that excites us and takes us somewhere totally different.
Well, we've been speaking with the legendary Dave Davies about his new album with his son. It's called Open Road, and it's out now. Dave Davies, what a pleasure and honor to have you on the roundtable. Thank you so much for your time.
No, Ian, you've been great. It's been cool. Thank you very much. Love has rules of its own. Thinking that love's not meant for me. Love makes fools of us all. Sometimes, do you think there's something missing in your life? Always looking for something, but you can't quite figure it out. Wherever you go, whatever you do.
love has grows up its own. Thinking that love's not meant for you, love makes fools of us all. Someone to free your soul, making you whole, finding a home.
That's Love Has Rules of Its Own from Dave Davies' new album, Open Road, recorded with his son, Russ Davies. I'm Ian Pickus, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.